Toru, Tamariki Amawa, ko Callum Rawa, ko Chelsea Aku Tamariki, ko Jaden Taku Potiki, ko Reisi Meisi Taku Mokapuna, ko Darren Critchley Tokoinga, Kamahi Ahau ki te whiria Tomoka, hei pirihimana mō nā pirihimana ki te rohi o tētai tokoro. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa.
Ai, kia ora mēna ki oko kai kōrero mō tēnei ata, ka mūtu korongo koutou. Nā, i tēnei wahanga ko te hurihau i rote te reo Pākeha, kia mōhio mai koutou, kia mōhio noki wa tātou manuhiri. Nā, ki ēnei pātei. Now, I'm going to ask Kelly for the morning session we have this morning is, Kelly, how did this video ki te muka happened?
So Whiria Te Muka is a partnership between Te Huku Iwi and New Zealand Police with the goal to prevent and reduce whānau harm here in Te Huku as we strive to mana tangata. The whare or the whakapapa to it evolved out of the Te Huku Social Accord as part of our treaty redress space. And the social accord is that partnership between Crown and iwi here in Te Huku to achieve social and health outcomes. And New Zealand Police was the first Crown to put their hand up to say, Chair, let's be mates, how do we do this? And over a number of years and different people working to create Ākaupapa, Whiria Te Muka was born.
Oh, good one. Now I'm going to ask Darren. Darren, insofar as the police is concerned, you are sort of amalgamated with this particular area of Whiria Te Muka. So in saying this, what would likely be the job that the police will be helping towards making this work for Whiria Te Muka?
Well, we're a joint organisation now, like we're in true partnership with iwi. We're there to build the relationships with the whānau. We're all about the police side of things. A lot of it is to do with risk and safety of our tamariki and our whānau. So we do everything we can to help with that, and working with iwi is such a positive.
Okay, now another question I'm going to ask. Since that's come about now, is this just happened recently or has it been in the pipeline for quite some time with the police force?
It's this is our Whiria Te Muka, Callie would be able to tell you, has been at least 3 years, has it?
Yeah, we're about 3 years old, and I'd say around the country we're like the pōtiki.
Aye.
At this time we come under a whānau called Whangai o Ngā Paharakeke, which is a national approach that's happening in a number of other places around the country.
Oh, right.
But Whiria Te Muka here in Te Huku, we're coming up 3 years old.
Oh, good one.
Aye.
And I suppose when you talk about this, that means, do you have contact through the Runangas at all?
Aye. So our CEO at Te Huku Iwi Development Trust,
yes,
is the whare that we come under.
All right.
And so through Carol Bergen, our CEO, you know, we're accountable to our trustees in that pathway.
Oh, well, how interesting. Okay, now when you go to rural areas of Whiria Te Muka in this phase, it's coming up to Christmas, and you too would really know that's a busy time up the north, being the playground of everything that happens up here with the swimming and the fishing and going out and drinking and socialising. It happens everywhere, but of course up here they always call it the playground of the fishing comp and a lot of going out and camping and all that. Okay, I know social side is happening, don't care where you go. You know, it happens. Families get together and everything. With the police, I've just got a question to ask you about this. Do you go around and contact the regulars that you know that more likely be in those areas, or do you just expect that family should let you know about if anything happens to whānau?
No, we're trying to become a preventative situation where we can actually we know who our families are that tend to come to us.
Yes.
So we'll be paying a little bit of attention, you know, and trying to affy those families during this period. It's going to be busy. It's definitely going to be busy. So we're ready. We're putting on extra staffing over certain periods of the day and evenings and nights to cover that. But we want to be – we're there, contactable at all times, but we do go and make contact with our whānau anyway. So we go out and we see our whānau.
Okay, that's good. Now, Whiria te Muka, can I ask you, Kelly, you said you've been here 3 years. Has there been any main issues that has arisen for the 3 years you've been doing this?
It's a big space. I suppose, has there been issues? That's a big question. you know, we're unpacking whānau harm, and, you know, with whānau harm doesn't just happen overnight. You know, there might be some triggers, but, you know, often it's intergenerational. So. Yes. You know, we're trying to explore in partnership what does different look like. You know, traditional approaches in New Zealand is ring 111. If you are stuck, if you are unsafe, please whānau, just know you can ring 111. And then part of the approach is what happens if iwi is walking alongside police and able to connect with whānau in that first 24, 30, 48 hours. Oh. Issues, well, we're learning in partnership.
It's a development thing.
You know?
Yes.
We've got different perceptions of even wā and time. You know, we have different whakaro about how to address different take. So I don't know, we like issues, I suppose, because they give us an opportunity to unpack and see how else could we do things.
That's right. Oh, good one. You know, one of the things that I often think when it comes to Christmas time, right, you lot, now Whiria te Muka is in the pipeline with the partnership you both have, and I often think about rangatahi. This is how I look at it. Now, some of the rangatahi, they come from different cities, they come back up here, and some of them belongs to family and some of them are friends. Okay, one of the issues I've noticed is they say to us, or to me, you know what? I don't know how to fish, you know, how to gather food from up here. And yet I see along the road you're selling watermelons, selling kamokamo, selling corn. And he said, gosh, it's so interesting to see that happening up here. You know, kai is quite easy to get, but it's learning how to get the food. What do you perceive with our families during that Christmas and with this sort of area coming up? Do you try and help people that are out there or strangers if they want to know anything from around the north here?
I'm just going to go back two parts to that. First of all, probably just to communicate to our listeners, Whiria te Muka and our mahi is in a service.
Yeah.
Because we've got a number of awesome services out there.
Okay,
within
I got you now. Delivery. Yes.
But in saying that, you know, when I think about, you know, Christmas time and all of the nephews and nieces coming home, it is an awesome time to make memories.
Yes.
It is an awesome time to make positive memories.
Memories,
rather
yes.
than memories that are connected to mamai and harm. So, you know, trying to encourage our whānau as these ones come home who are a bit disconnected from those taonga and those ability to know where the fishing sites
yes.
and how do we, you know, take the time to get out there with our whānau and reconnect them to those places and spaces and, you know, getting a kai, getting a kai and then making sure that they're dropping them off down the road as they're going to reconnect and meet other cousins and other aunties and nannies. And we are actually working with some tai tamariki at present. We have some of our young ones from Te Kura Kaupapa Rangi, our niwaniwa, working with us at the moment, one day a week. They're helping us on two projects. One of them is Remember December.
All right.
Because we are aware at this time, it is when harm increases. Unfortunately, our numbers of recalls to 111
goes up.
So they're working on a campaign which we're looking to launch at the beginning of December to encourage whānau, just like you're saying, how do we start creating those positive memories and step aside that alcohol is the primary mechanism to engage as whānau. And then the second project is whānau karanga. So we know 111 is our predominant call in and access into Whiria Tumuka, but most whānau, I think only 25% of whānau will ring 111 if they're in an unsafe place from family or sexual violence. So one of our design projects or mahi ke roto te whare awaha is to explore what would different look like if we started to create whānau karanga for us here in Te Huku.
And I think we've had some really positive outcomes as well. And a lot of our whānau, you know, some of them don't wait for the 111 scenario to come. Some will contact us outside of that, you know, which is good because before it actually happens, they are contacting us to get help.
That's good.
Which is, that's a positive for me. That makes it all worthwhile when I know that, you know, we've built relationships with whānau that will are quite prepared to even ring us before they get to that critical 111 stage. So, yeah, it's good.
Oh, that's good. Okay, in closing now, would you like to say something to wind up for our kōrero?
I'd just say to everybody, just stay safe, be positive, enjoy family over the summer period, and ka pai.
Yeah. Kelly?
I just tautoko te kōrero, Darren. Engari, you know, koe ware ware, whānau, if you are unsafe, if you aren't in a place, you know, don't be whakamā to ring 111. We have been working alongside New Zealand Police to be able to be responsive and support you in your needs at that time. So just encourage you to ring 111 if you are unsafe. But more importantly, yeah, how do we just start encouraging having those positive whānau memories this Christmas?
Oh, kia ora to both of you. Loved having you for this morning session. And of course, for all of you that's listening out there, may you be blessed for the Christmas period. It's getting so close now. We've only got about, 6 weeks? Yeah, so let's hope we have a very good, joyous Christmas and New Year and look after your families well. Nā no reira, kia ora mai anō ki a koutou, e whakarongo mai anō ki a oku kai kōrero. I ngā wā ki te mahi anō, ka rongo anō koutou, e nei kōrero e pātuna ki a koutou, kia tata atu ki te kirihimete.